The United States can look back on a year-long military campaign in Afghanistan on Monday and see it as a job well done.
As I think back, which soon will be a year ago, I can still see in my mind the articles that were being written. I can hear ringing in my ears the number of experts who were commenting, mostly on the electronic meter, about the dangers, about how that these were literally invincible fighters, and that what the Al-Qaeda or Taliban didn't kill, the coalition force disease would kill. Hasn't exactly happened that way.
However, none of this has been achieved without compromise, and analysts warn that unless there is a significant shift in focus of the US-led campaign, there is a risk of the achievement unraveling and Afghanistan slipping back into the chaos and bloodshed that has marked much of its last tragic quarter century. Hamid Karzai's administration remains fragile, a fact starkly underlined by the president's narrow escape from assassination in early September, and US military operations have been reliant on unholy alliances with notorious regional warlords who appear to be interested in battling each other to bolster their personal power bases.
I think we will be here long enough to ensure that there has been, I should say, an elimination of the conditions to see a recurrence of terrorist organizations and their ability to train, recruit, and train within this country.
So I
couldn't tell you that this will all occur by 2004 or 2005 or whenever. I simply don't know what the answer is.
With the whereabouts of Al-Qaeda leader Bin Laden and Taliban's Mullah Omar still unknown and renegade warlord Gulbuddin Hikmatyar lurking in the wings, they remain potential focal points for the discontented unless Karzai's government, with the support of the international community, can quickly show a tangible improvement in the lives of ordinary people. Ashima Sharda, ANI.